from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report.
Go out and vote.
Encourage and mobilize people to vote.
We want as many people to participate as possible.
If there's one thing everybody can agree on, it's this. Go vote. In California, today is the last day to register for the June primary or to update your registration. If you want to vote in the Democratic presidential primary, you must be registered as a Dem or be non-affiliated. Only registered Republicans may vote for the GOP primary. However, for the statewide races, like the primary for the U.S. Senate, voters will see all the candidates regardless of party affiliation. The California Secretary of State's website allows voters to register or re-register until 11:59 p.m. tonight. Millions of Americans suffer from depression, anxiety, or other mental issues every year. But more than half of them never get help, even those who have insurance. Some say they still can't afford it. Others just can't get through the red tape. Recent health laws were supposed to fix this, but insurance companies are still finding ways to keep people who need care from getting it. As part of our new series, State of Mind, the California Report's health reporter April Domboski explains.
A 12-year-old boy named Straz hangs from the monkey bars, staring at the ground. The other kids in the park aren't interested in him. And he's not interested in them.
I just like to play by myself.
Straz has autism. His mom says today is a good day, but on most others, Straz has meltdowns. Something frustrates him, and he can't control his emotions.
I sometimes end up screaming, and I end up yelling and screaming.
And, like, hitting and banging things, throwing things.
Straz's mom, Natalie Dunnage, says she bears the brunt of these meltdowns.
He told me that I disgusted him, tells me he hates me.
Dunnage puts all her spare money into therapy for Straz. She says it helps a lot. But Dunnage herself is struggling, feeling depressed and overwhelmed. She says she needs her own therapist.
One of the things that I've really had to wrap my head around is that I can't change him. I can only change how I handle the situation. And not that I would want to change who he is. He's a really good kid, but it's a lot to handle, especially as a single parent.
When she started looking for a therapist, she realized her copay for a mental health visit was upwards of $75, more than double her copay for seeing her primary care doctor. Under the law, those copays are supposed to be the same.
There's no way. It's out of my budget right now.
Dunnage shares a one-bedroom apartment with her son and her dad in the Haight-Ashbury neighborhood of San Francisco. Grandfather and grandson sleep in twin beds side by side. It's kind of an awkward walk past those beds to the only bathroom. Dunnage says $75 a week for therapy is impossible.
My income, I'm like just made lower middle income just by the skin of my teeth. So I just kind of have to hold off until I'm actually middle class.
That was Dunnage's situation last summer. Since then, she got a promotion at work. She moved into a larger apartment in the Sunset. Her health benefits got an upgrade, too. She has Blue Shield now, and her copay for mental health appointments is only $20.
Which I was really excited about.
But when she looked for a therapist who took her insurance, she struck out.
I contacted like 6 or 7.
3 called her back.
One of them, they were completely booked. And then the other two just didn't accept the insurance anymore.
0 hits out of 7. Had to be a bad draw, right? No. I did my own survey. I called all the psychologists that came up on the Blue Shield website for Natalie's plan in San Francisco. There were 100.
Leave your name and number and he'll get back to you.
Almost a quarter of them never called me back.
Call back from me, that means my practice is full.
Nearly half said they weren't taking insurance anymore or weren't accepting new patients.
I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm so sorry.
I unfortunately
don't have any openings.
So that left just a quarter of the therapists on the list who actually had appointments. And of those, exactly 8 had slots after work hours.
I only have daytime appointments available.
8 out of 100.
I do wish you the best of luck.
Sorry, and good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Okay, good luck. Bye-bye.
That's what I got. Natalie Dunnage couldn't cut through the bureaucracy.
It's hard when you're feeling sad and you're like in this very, like you feel like you can barely keep things together. It just seemed like way too much at the time.
So she gave up looking. Mental health advocates say this is exactly what insurance companies are hoping.
It's a way to control cost.
That's Stanford psychiatry professor Keith Humphreys. He's the guy who advised Congress when it was developing the law that was meant to fix this. But while insurers are now required to keep a solid number of clinicians in their directories, he says they still find a way to sidestep the rules.
You know, the law doesn't say, well, you can't put people on there who are dead, or you can't put people on there who are not taking new patients. And so what that translates into then is people have to wait longer for care, which then cuts expenditures for the insurer and reduces access.
Blue Shield declined to do an interview, but said in a statement that it's up to the therapist to update their availability online. The company also said there's a nationwide shortage of mental health providers. Charles Bakke of the trade group the California Association of Health Plans says the shortage is exacerbated by the fact that more people signed up for insurance through the Affordable Care Act.
We have somewhere around 4 to 5 million more people with coverage just in the last 2 years, and that's creating a strain for everybody, plans and mental health providers.
But is it really just a supply and demand problem? Is it that there aren't enough therapists? Or is it that there aren't enough therapists who are willing to work with the insurance companies? I'll dive into that question tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky.
And that's the California Report for Monday, May 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Quina Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.